So anyway, we go on with part three here.
Day, button, what dashboard?
Hey. I'm in the health app, which is a brand new app, native iPhone app, or iDevice app, that comes on iOS 8. And when you get into it, you have a dashboard heading.
Day, button, 1 of 4. Selected, week, button, 2 of 4.
Day, week,
month,
year.
Dashboard empty. You can add dashboard items from health data.
Okay. So now, upon further exploration.
Selected, dashboard, tab, 1 of 4.
Now I'm right flicking this entire time. And these are the buttons, or the tabs, I ought to say, at the bottom of your screen. So you have
selected dashboard.
Dashboard.
Tab, 1, health data.
Health
tab,
data.
Two, sources.
Sources.
Tab, 3, medical ID. Tab. 4 of 4.
And medical ID. So I will be looking a bit later so I can intelligently present what a lot of those are. But they now have a built-in step counter on the iPhones, which is cool. So that's on the 5S, I understand.
Health, utilities folder, 15 apps, 5 new items, page 1 of 2, adjustable.
Oh, and another thing.
Upper room folder, 10, page 1 of 2, adjustable. Health, news, health.
That they brought back, which I'm very glad to see. They now have where you can tap on the screen anywhere instead of always ending up at the top left. Where you touch on the main screen becomes selected. And of course, VoiceOver speaks it at that point. So you can hear a bit of rain on our back patio. So thus far, that is the glimpse of iOS 8 from the iPhone perspective. And I'm going to pause this for now and let Sean continue where she was.
And just for general notation, it may be a duh factor to some of you, but it does help to lock the screen. So that does cut down on some of the updating time. Okay.
5:33 p.m. September 17th. Software update. iOS 8.0 is ready to install. Your iPad will restart when installation is finished. Later. Button. Install. Button. Open camera. Button. Install. Button.
There you go.
So we pressed install. Oh, since my
screen?
Yes, it did that in the lock screen. And so now the iPad is shutting down. And we'll be back as soon as... Well, I really don't want to be typing passwords in...
You can... Sean, what you can do is pause it during the point that you're typing.
I will. I'm going to, but I... do they let you use your keyboard, or are they snarky?
You know what? I don't know. I'm not sure.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, I unfortunately ended up having to do it on the bus, and I'd forgotten my Bluetooth main keyboard at work.
Oh.
It's on my desk.
Good place for it.
Yeah, great place, huh? Yeah.
So we're at the install part. Still, it's taking forever. We've already done almost 5 minutes. Here is supposed to take about 5 to 10 minutes. But I'm so patient, not. Okay, while we're waiting, let's look at the data portion on the health app here. I am so curious about that. Now, that's kind of made me rethink about being an early adopter because I'm so into health.
Well, you start off on the top left corner of the screen with
search field.
There's a search field.
All
button.
Whatever that is.
Yeah, I don't know yet.
Body measurements.
These are all areas you can go in and enter things on.
Fitness.
Me.
Nutrition. Results. Sleep. Vitals. Dashboard. Tab. 1 of 4.
Interesting.
So that's in.
Bikes, recent nutrition, me. Fitness, body measurements, all. Search, all. Active, all. Health data, back button. All. Heading, share, button. Active calories. Biological sex. Biotin. Blood alcohol content, biotin.
What is biotin?
Characters. Capital B, I, O, T, I, N.
Yeah, biotin. It's biotin. A vitamin or something.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Anyway.
Blood alcohol content. Blood glucose. Blood pressure.
My.
Blood type. Body fat percentage. Body mass index. Body temperature. Caffeine. Calcium. Carbohydrates. Chloride.
My gosh.
And voiceover has turned on over here.
Copper. Cycling distance. Date of birth. Dietary calories. Dietary cholesterol. Electrodermal activity. Forced vital capacity. Heart rate. Height. Inhaler usage. Iodine. Iron. Lean body mass. Magnesium. Manganese. Molybdenum. Monounsaturated fat.
My goodness.
Niacin. Nike fuel.
I don't know what Nike fuel is.
Number of times fallen.
I don't know. Is that rubber shoes you eat on and get energy?
That's what I'm wondering.
Oxygen saturation. Pantothenic acid. Peak expiratory flow rate.
Huh? I don't know what that is.
Arterial perfusion index. Phosphorus. Polyunsaturated fat. Potassium. Protein. Respiratory rate.
Good grief.
Resting calories.
How in the blarp do you figure all that one out?
I don't know.
Saturated fat. Selenium. Sleep analysis.
Good gravy.
My lord.
How do you find the sleep analysis stuff out?
I'm not sure.
Sodium. Steps.
Aha!
Oh my gosh.
You got a step counter.
Sugar.
But I bet you.
Sugar. Steps.
Interesting.
I'll go into that in a minute. Let's see what else we have. This thing is freaking loaded for bear, folks.
I know. I think I'm going to love that.
Fat. Vitamin A. Vitamin B12. Vitamin B6.
Got...
Vitamin C. Vitamin D.
I can't believe it's got all these.
Whoa!
Wait. Sync. Dashboard. Tab.
Sync, huh?
Yeah.
You could sync with what?
Well,
sync.
Let's see.
Button.
Oh, that's zinc. No?
Capital A. L. Zinc. Heading. Capital C. I. N. C.
Okay, that's Johnny. Zinc. Okay.
Oh. How bizarre.
Back button. All. Share. Active calories. Selected. Health data. Dashboard. Zinc. Weight. Walking plus running distance. Share. Walking plus running distance. All. Back button.
Darn it. I meant to go to the step counter. That's what I wanted to see. Hold on.
Walking plus run, vitamin K, vitamin E, walking, weight, sync.
Interesting.
Tap, sync, weight, walking, vitamin K, vitamin B12, vitamin A, health data, back button. Vitamin B12, vitamin, total fat, vitamin, sugar, steps.
Here we go.
Steps, all, back button, steps, heading, day, button, selected, week, button, month, year, button, steps, daily average. September 11th, September 12th, September 13th.
This is all in the steps area.
September 14th, September 15th, September 17th. Show all data. September 17th. All recorded data. Steps. Back up. All recorded data. Edit. Dip. No data. Dashboard. Tab. 1 of 4.
Okay, so what that means is I would probably have to, and you will, anyone who uses Walkathon or Strive, you will probably see them getting an update for iOS 8. And it might just feed that information right into this area.
Yeah.
Wow. This thing is loaded.
Loaded for bear.
Show on dashboard. Switch button. Off.
Oh.
No.
On.
There.
Dashboard. Tab. 1 of 4.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Selected. Health data. Sources. Tab. 3 of 4.
Sources. Let's look at sources.
Heading. None. As apps request permission to update your data, they will be added to none.
None is there first.
Apps. Kay. Heading. None. As apps request permission to update your data, they will be added to the list.
Oh.
Ah.
Okay. All right.
Dashboard. Tab. 1 of 4. Health data. Selected. Medical ID. Tab. 4 of 4.
Now what is this?
What is that?
Medical ID. A medical ID provides medical information about you.